WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
When the trio Medeski, Martin, and Wood came together 3 years ago, John Medeski was the band's pianist. But when he grew frustrated with the substandard pianos he had to deal with in nightclubs, Medeski began touring with an electric organ, and the band was reborn as a jazz-organ combo. Jazz critic Evan Whitehead has a review of their new CD.
A jazz critic I know went ballistic when he heard Medeski, Martin, and Wood at a festival last summer. He didn't like the fact that these vaguely hippie-ish looking white guys had appropriated the classic soul jazz vehicle, the organ combo. "They don't even understand what they're ripping off," the critic said. "The organ player doesn't even play bass with his feet." Now, it's true that John Medeski won't make you forget great jazz organists like Jimmy Smith or Shirley Scott, who do play slick bass lines on foot pedals. But my friend was missing something. Chris Wood, who plays upright bass, does a lot of stuff you can't do with pedals, like sliding from one note to another, leaping across several octaves, and thumping hard on the strings. That's from Medeski, Martin, and Wood's new album, Friday Afternoon in the Universe, which is on the Gramavision label. Billy Martin is the drummer laying down the hot funk licks. Some of those licks are lifted straight off Miles Davis's electric records of the 1970s, a conspicuous source for much of this music. One foot pedal John Medeski does use, with his organ and clavinet and electric piano, is that beloved 70s relic, the wah-wah. Miles used one a lot back then. This is from We're So Happy. That excerpt pinpoints the strength and weakness of Medeski, Martin, and Wood's new CD. It's got a killer groove, but not a whole lot of melodic content. Despite one or two change-ups, the music tends toward long, hypnotic jams. Not that that's bad. Sun Ra used to go in for that, too. Come to think of it, he's somebody else the trio sound like once in a while. If this album's charms lie close to the surface, that doesn't make those charms any less real. You may not want to listen to it 1,000 times, but that's all right. Like movies and books and jokes and food, jazz doesn't have to be heavy to be good.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Coda, Pulse, and The Village Voice. He reviewed Friday Afternoon in the Universe by the trio Medeski, Martin, and Wood.